My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
11:48, Melusis with you on this Friday midday, 888-808-1019, your number to call. Bethel, Connecticut, Anthony.
Hey, Moose, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Anthony. How are you, man?
Hey, listen, man, I know your kids play hockey. My son plays hockey. Rest in peace to Johnny Goudreau and his family. Just devastating news this morning for the hockey community.
Yes, I mean, it's devastating, doesn't even do it justice. It is tremendously sad, tragic, awful. When you first and foremost, two brothers riding their bike down in South Jersey, get hit by a drunk driver. Both are killed. Their sister's wedding was today. Johnny Gaudreau's yep. wife was to be the maid of honor in that wedding, down in yeah. Philadelphia. It's just completely and utterly tragic. It's just awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. His brother played in Bridgeport too. So I had a little connection with that down in the AHL. But on to less mundane things. Sorry to bring that up, but I just had to get that out there. Just onto this whole John Mara and the neighbor situation with Flaherty. You know, it's very easy to say, like, who cares? The guy played 100 years ago. But here's a guy that was a World War II vet, okay? He invented the screen pass. He was instrumental in the sneakers game in 1934 with the Giants. And when you retire a number, you say, this is perpetuity. No one will ever wear this again. And then all of a sudden, neighbors comes along. He wants to wear it, and John Mara calls a family, and allegedly, you know, the granddaughter and some of the family didn't, you know, they were a little apprehensive about him doing it. And finally they catered in and gave in. I just, you know, John Mara with the PSLs, the Geno Smith situation, the record under him. I mean, he's starting to really wear a lot of people thin.
Yeah, but Anthony, if the family okayed it, and I get the point that you're making, you know, and I understand the precedent that it's setting and a number being retired is supposed to be, you know, retired forever, nobody, regardless, and no matter what, you know, it'd be odd if you saw a Yankee wearing number 3 or wearing number 2 or, you know, and all the retired numbers that the Yankees have out in the Bronx. I get all that. Not every instance is one and the same. And if you go through the proper protocols and Ray Flaherty's family gives the okay for Malik Nabers to wear number 1, then, you know, I don't have a great issue with it. I really don't. Now, if it's a case where they were not okay with it and the Giants, which would never happen, did it anyway, well, then I think that's a bigger talking point. I really do. I mean, I think there's something to be said of honoring Ray Flaherty and everything that he's done with what Malik Nabers is going to do on the field. And you know, I think it was Art Stapleton tweeted out maybe one of the Wandell Robinson or Darius Slayton, one of the other wide receivers in that room, you know, had a cool idea. I think it was Art who tweeted this out, saying that you know, the Giants should put the team should put a patch on their jersey this year, 100th anniversary honoring Flaherty. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that would be, I think, a nice step in the right direction. If you're upset with it, I get it. You know, I got to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't even know that number one was retired by the Giants. I don't really pay more into, you know, the Met retired numbers, Yankee retired numbers. I know, you know, some of the obviously the legendary lately retired numbers for the Giants. I did not know number one was retired. You know about it now, obviously, and I understand that people are upset that Malik Nabers is wearing the number. I would be more upset if I were you if the family didn't give their okay. They did. And Malik Nabers, you know, called Ray Flaherty's relatives and thanked them as well. It is going to be a huge selling jersey. No matter what number Malik Nabers wore this year, it was going to be a huge selling jersey. There's no question about that. Clifton Park, we go. It's Mike. It's the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Moose. Just want to talk a little Daniel Jones. So, you know, I was watching some videos of Eli Manning and Sims. And, you know, when I watch Daniel Jones, and you can, you know, look at the numbers and break all of the numbers down, you know, he doesn't compare Daniel Jones to, like, these guys with the eye test, you know. And my thought is, you know, even if he has a good season, Daniel Jones, even Giants, maybe they have a competitive record. You have an out, you know, to move on, and I would definitely do that. He's not it. And, you know, there's
Mike, is it gotten to, can I ask you, you're a huge Giant fan, right?
Yeah.
Are you rooting for the Giants to lose this year so you can be rid of Daniel Jones?
No. I said even if they have a good season, even if he plays well, I think there's a limit to him, kind of like how Alonso is with the Mets. There's a limit, and you have like the option to kind of move on and do a reset. And that brings me to my second point. It is hard to find quarterbacks now. I don't know what has happened. It's like watered down in college. It's almost like trying to find a starting pitcher, and you draft a starting pitcher, and you just can't, you know, there's just not a lot of good ones that are going to break through. So let me ask you, what has happened to the quarterbacks? You can't draft one. You rarely hit on them. People draft them, and more times than not, it's a bust. So what has been going on? It's like watered down now. So, you know,
I think you go around the National Football League. I think there are quality quarterbacks. I mean, Josh Allen's not a good quarterback. You run through the list: Rodgers, Tua to a certain extent. We'll see what Drake May is up in New England. Allen, Lamar Jackson, Burrow, Wilson questionable, obviously. Deshaun Watson questionable, obviously. But you go around. I mean, I'm not going to bore you and run through the entire list, but you run around the entire league. I mean, there's quality quarterbacks. If you're getting into the idea of, you know, why do teams miss on quarterbacks? Well, I mean, if I had that answer, I'd be a lot wealthier than I am. I've had a lot more money. I'm not wealthy at all, but I'd have money. That's it. I don't know that answer. I really don't. I do think there's a couple things where I think it's got to be a combination of passion for the game. I heard Willie Colon mention something earlier this morning. I think it's fascinating when you're talking about Jaden Daniels with Washington, when they had joint practices, the Jets and the Commanders, talking to people around that Washington franchise, saying it's the first time in a long time, they've actually have a quarterback that loves football. I think that comes into play, whether or not the game translate from college to the National Football League. Will the game slow down? How does a quarterback decipher the information? Do they decipher it quickly enough? And also, you can't get fooled at times by, you know, what you see against diminished competition in college. Because as we saw with Zach Wilson, that doesn't play. And you got to have a plan. It's one thing to draft a quarterback. It's another thing to have a plan to develop said quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.